Good morning. Welcome to Chamber Chat. I'm Jack Llewellyn. And for all the Chamber's upcoming events, you can simply go to durangobusiness.org. I'm here with Dr. Michael Valdez. Welcome.
Thank you, Jack. It's great to be here.
Well, before we went on there, we're talking about where does the time go? Because it seems like yesterday you were in here talking about the first annual Hawk Talk.
It goes so fast.
Hawk Tank.
Absolutely.
Hawk Talk is an old show I used to do way back when. See, I'm having flashbacks. Well, thank you again for coming in.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
So last year, Hawk Tank was a huge success.
We definitely received tremendous support from the community as well as the college, and it was a tremendous success. We had about 40 final submissions,
wow,
which were reviewed by business leaders, and we awarded over $8,500 worth of prizes to our top three teams.
Incredible. And again, you have some sponsor. I want to let you give a shout out, because without the support, this would not be possible.
Absolutely, Jack. We're really happy that we have First National Bank of Durango being our presenting sponsor. And they've been generous not only with financial resources, but also judges and mentors. And then we also have Swan Global Investments.
Oh, nice.
And they're our platinum sponsor this year, sponsoring our entire workshop series. They also are providing mentors as well as judges for the company. Competition. So it's amazing to see not only sort of the financial commitment, but also the sweat equity commitment of
Absolutely.
Our sponsors.
Now, and along with that, I mean, last year, this being the first year, did the whole process and event, so to speak, exceed your expectations?
Well, absolutely. I think initially we're really nervous because historically Fort Lewis College had a business plan competition,
right?
But they had embedded it into a business school program, specifically a course, and we wanted to make it a college-wide program. So we really weren't sure how non-business students would be motivated or how they would engage. And we had over 21% of our teams actually be non-business student majors.
Oh, exciting.
And so you had engineering students, art students, music students, and I think that definitely exceeded our expectations of getting their involvement in the Hawk Tank.
Right, and in addition to that, this year you've kind of changed the criteria or the makeup of the competition, because you've got different categories.
Sure.
And a team from Durango High.
I know, it's amazing. So last year we really wanted to not only sort of reach out to our current students, but we also wanted to reach out to our recent alumni. So we opened the competition to our recent alumni, and student-led teams as well as alumni-led teams, recent alumni-led teams, were all competing together.
Yeah.
Some of the feedback we received was not only from the participants, but also from our stakeholders, why don't we sort of split that up?
Okay.
And so this year, what we've done is we have a student-led track where we have first place award of $5,000, second place $2,500, and third place $1,000, purely student-led teams.
Okay.
We now have a recent alumni track, and we'll be giving away $5,000 to the best business plan from our recent alumni.
Okay. And recent alumni, how far back? I mean, because I graduated in 87.
So you just, before students. You just missed it, Jack. It's 5 years.
I was like, well, even I can do the math. I'm like, wow, I feel young all of a sudden. So if you've graduated within the last 5 years, you
correct
the team. Now, I want to point out too, the deadline has passed. So
correct.
You have approximately how many teams
so
have
right
signed
now,
up?
We have approximately 45 teams signed up.
Okay.
And our sweet spot, we think, is around 25, 30. We'll definitely service all of those teams.
Sure.
But because we have an entire program developed for Hawk Tank where we have mentors that we can present to students that they can work with the business community, or we also this year have financial consultants from our Beta Alpha Psi Club. Because students also voice some of their challenges they had with the financials of a business, which you know can be challenging,
very challenging
for new entrepreneurs. And so that's sort of the number we always target for. So we've definitely exceeded that. And we'll see some attrition, obviously, or some
big commitment.
It absolutely is. I mean, these students probably invest upwards of 100 hours on these business plans.
And then throwing in tests and making
A
class. And
correct.
And as you get closer to finals and the amount of energy that has to go into that, because they are students as well as grads recent. I mean, life gets in the way, but what a happy problem to have.
Sure.
And exceeding the number.
You know, absolutely. And what I love, and I think what really motivates all participants and everyone that contributes to the Hawk Tank is that students and recent alumni are doing this purely for the experience.
Yeah.
They're not getting any credit for it in terms of course credit, mm-hmm. but they're doing it because they have an idea and they truly want to take it to the next step, whatever that may
be. So last year, now, because no one's listening,
sure.
you know, what was one of the ones that maybe, you know, didn't make the cut or whatever that you went, wow, that is a really cool idea, but needs some refinement. Is there one that just jumps out that you say?
No, there definitely is. When I look back at our five finalists, mm-hmm. The team that you know was sort of in that gray area, yeah. I think that just met the cut, was it was a two-person team, mm-hmm. and they were actually came up with this idea of using drones.
Oh, I talked to them. Yeah,
exactly. So uh-huh. Using drones to actually go and sort of map out, I guess, things in the oil fields.
Right.
And so what they had done is they had spoke to individuals at British Petroleum and the like, and they said, look, what is a pain point you have? Mm-hmm. And one of the pain points they had was actually going and actually testing pipelines to see if there's any breaks and monitoring that. And they came up with this idea. It'd be obviously less risk involved for personnel. Right. It was less expensive. And that was one of those ideas that I thought were really exciting.
Well, and the technology that drones are doing nowadays is absolutely fascinating. And even having the engineering department at Fort Lewis with Dr. Smith
sure.
doing the underwater drones and all the things that they are creating. And it's so what I miss about being up at Fort Lewis when I worked in athletics was that excitement and that energy that students bring to the table.
Sure.
Just the out-of-box thinking. They're not old, absolutely. So they're like, I can do anything.
Of course.
You know, and not being told no sure. over the years. And they're just like, I'm going to make this run. Now, your winner last year, how's that going?
They are doing fantastic. So last year's winner was, their name was the Mate Exchange. Mm-hmm. I believe they've rebranded themselves into Colorado Yerba Mate.
Oh.
And I believe they're now at 3 or 4 retail outlets here in Durango.
Nice.
They are also at 24/7 Fitness, where they have mm-hmm. a booth set up there. They've done a lot of music venues. You see uh-huh. them every once in a while at the Animus Theater. And I think what's really exciting for them is they actually even have, I believe they have a 4-person sales crew now up in the front range trying to break into that market.
Wow.
So they really are living exactly what our vision was for Hawk Tank, taking right. their idea to the next level, seeing mm-hmm. that it's a viable business, and now they're out in the community hiring people and growing. And that's exactly what the Hawk Tank was
designed to do.
Correct.
And taking from an idea to conception to implementation and beyond.
It's amazing.
Wow.
It's amazing.
And it's all. Now, was this your brainchild?
No, it definitely wasn't.
Oh, come on, Michael, take the credit.
I wish. So actually, it came via one of our board of trustees, Steve Short.
Oh, yeah.
And so Steve talked to our interim dean, Paul mm-hmm. McGurr, and asked, why don't we have a business plan competition?
Right.
We're so entrepreneurial in Durango. We're so entrepreneurial up at Fort Lewis College. And so interim Dean McGurr knocked on mm-hmm. my door and asked me, what
would
do
you
I think?
Take it on?
I didn't have a door to knock on. I was an assistant professor. And yeah. so I said, I will absolutely take it on if we could make an entire program and make it college-wide. And the support from the dean yeah. as well as from Fort Lewis has been tremendous. And so that's what we've done.
And Steve came along with probably some financial support as a sponsor with First National.
He definitely made the introductions possible.
That is awesome. And, you know, and Steve also won Citizen of the Year. He was awarded that at the
Chamber
of Commerce.
And I think that really
does so
much. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, are you looking for mentors? Or let's say if someone is listening, they're a business owner and says, I want to get involved. Is there room for someone to still get involved?
Sure. I mean, we're always looking for sponsors. We still have a number of the awards that do not mm-hmm. have sponsorship for.
Right.
So we're still trying to raise money just for the actual sure. awards. Mentors, we're always looking for. If there are anyone out there that's interested in mentoring, definitely they can email me directly at mevaldez, V-A-L-D-E-Z, at fortlewis.edu.
Okay.
We would welcome that. And even if they can't participate or help this year, we would love if they would be interested in next year's competition, to get them on a list, and then we'll stay in contact. We'll stay in contact with them.
Now, someone also listening, your event coming up on the 15th of April.
Sure. So the 15th of April will be our second round. And this is really sort of that true Hawk Tank.
Yeah.
Where the students will be, and the recent alumni will be presenting to our team of five judges. Mm-hmm. And they're put through the ringers. They are asked the tough questions in terms of the viability and what the value proposition of their company is. And that is opened to the entire public.
Okay.
And that would be April 15th, beginning around 8:30 in the morning. And that lasts for about 3 or 4 hours.
Okay.
And once again, if people want more information, they can always email me or just go to fortlewis.edu/businessplan, and all the information is available
it
there.
It comes up on there. Sure. That is so cool. And so they could sit in and just watch the competition play out. Is it? Where's the competition held? I'm assuming on campus.
So the competition is held on campus, mm-hmm. and it's in one of our beautiful venues within our music department, and so that's where it is.
Oh, nice! Yeah. And so I want to tell people that the intimidation factor of parking on campus, and I always tell people just park where you do when you go to a basketball game or a football game in that stadium parking lot.
Sure.
You go up to the little machine as you pull on campus. There's one off of Gateline and one up the front hill. Pull over, put your, I think, $3 to park all day, get your little ticket. It's so easy.
Sure.
That is one of those things that I always hear people, ooh, I don't know about going on campus. It's not that bad. So just you pay the little thing, and even I can do it. And I figured it out. So, wow. So what have I forgotten? Because this is the second annual Hawk Tank.
Sure.
Thank you to Swan Wealth Investors, Worldwide Investors, as well as First National Bank of Durango.
Absolutely.
Huge shout outs to them, because without their financial support, they couldn't do it. And if somebody also wants to donate and participate, be a sponsor, your email one more time.
It's mevaldez@fortlewis.edu.
All right. So what have I forgotten?
I think we covered it all. I really do appreciate the opportunity to speak with you, as well as to our community, about the great event that's happening up on the hill.
So, you know, outside of Hawk Tank, what do you teach? What's your area of specialty?
So what I have my PhD in is international management.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll teach some of the international business courses. And I also teach the strategic management course, which is the final capstone course for our business students, which tries to integrate all of the disciplines into their final course before we escort them out the door.
Well, and also I want to point out, you guys are in the search process right now, I believe, and for a new dean of business.
We are. We're extremely excited about that. Our first dean candidate actually arrived late last night. We'll be meeting with, I think, with two candidates this week and the third candidate next week.
Wow. Exciting times at Fort Lewis.
It is. It's really, there's a tremendous amount of opportunity up at Fort Lewis College, as well as at the School of Business. So we're really excited about this new leadership.
Well, one of the things that a lot of people don't know, or maybe they do, that your business, is it the accounting grads just do outstanding when they take their accounting tests, and I'm spacing out all of a sudden.
The CPA test. Exam.
Thank you.
The certified public accountant. Absolutely. I mean, our accounting program is, I would say, the gold standard. It's amazing in terms of the quality of students. And I think it's an attest not only to the school and to the program, but also to the tremendous faculty that are within our accounting department, as well as the entire School of Business.
Well, Fort Lewis to me, near and dear to my heart, that's why I came to Durango. And
sure.
34 years later,
sure.
I'm still here. So
wonderful.
Well, Michael, thank you so much for coming again. Also, you can go to fortlewis.edu/businessplan, and you can check out all the information and find out how you can get involved and sponsor Hawk Tank.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Jack.
Thank you. We got to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.